With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we continue now with our Thanksgiving Day football previews. And as we talk with coaches last week and this week, it's getting nearer and nearer, and basically a fun time of the year. We're talking now with Ipswich High School football coach. I almost said hockey. Don't want to get ahead of it. Zach Lampkin. And, Coach, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
A little nervous, as you can tell. It's funny. You know, you start back in August when we talk with all the coaches and talk with you about, you know, your experiences. And then looking down the barrel of a long season, you put in many, many hours in a daily grind, 5, 6, 7 days a week. And then all of a sudden, it's the end. How do you look at that, Coach? I mean, it just you invest so much into it, and then all of a sudden, here we are at the end of it.
Yeah, no, it's you definitely spot on right there. I mean, between all the stuff off the field that we put in as a coaching staff, between film work, just generally looking out for the kids, you know, preparing for each game, it's always weird this time of year when we have this little lull before Thanksgiving, and you realize before you know it, you're just gonna, you know, be pretty much getting out of work every day and not doing anything after work. It's always a little bit easier knowing how young of a group we have, because you know all this work is going to be kind of the stepping stones for their future. So it's easier than it is when you have a team with a lot of seniors like I had last year. Like, knowing you're never going to be around those kids again is kind of tough. But, you know, being so young this year, it almost seems like kind of the next phase. So it's not as sad of an end of a season.
Mm-hmm. I get that, and I think you're laying the foundation. It's funny, both you and Coach Freiermuth are in a similar position with young teams. He over at Hamilton Wenham, and you know that this kind of a season is a building block. You teach fundamentals. You teach, okay, don't get down, we'll get them tomorrow, that kind of thing. And it's a great learning experience for the kids. Tell me a little bit about the improvement that you've seen from your guys since August to now.
Just their mental kind of maturity and their mental toughness I've seen grow a lot. Because, I mean, like you know, I mean, we only have a couple upperclassmen that are in the mix for us, and most of our starting lineup is all sophomores and freshmen. So, you know, at the beginning of the year, they were playing like sophomores and freshmen. We went through that phase of playing, you know, Newburyport, Amesbury, Linfield, North Reading all in a row. And you know, it can be demoralizing, but I think they took a lot of positives from that, and it made them stronger, and it kind of built calluses that they need for future success. And you know, it was just, you know, obviously record-wise wasn't a great season for us, but just the future success that they kind of built towards this year was definitely awesome to watch.
I think under ordinary circumstances with more numbers, all those kids would be playing either freshman or JV football, so that speaks well to...
Absolutely. I mean, don't get me wrong, we do have some dudes out there that, mm-hmm. that can and deserve to play varsity football this season because they're that good, but there's definitely some kids that we threw in there in the mix that weren't necessarily ready, and luckily those kids were really hard-working kids that watched a lot of film, asked a lot of questions, and really made sure, even though physically they weren't quite ready, mentally they were definitely ready.
Well, I think that in a couple of a year or two, you and Ipswich and Hamilton Wenham, it's going to be completely reversed at the top of the heap. So we'll see how that goes, and that's going to happen so quickly too, Coach. We'll be talking about that, like where the years go by. Now speaking,
oh yeah, absolutely. I know Tim's doing a great job over there, and I definitely feel for him as far as numbers. I know we have a little bit more as far as numbers go, but. Mm-hmm. You know, 2 years ago when I first took over the program, I had a total of 19 kids that suited up on Thanksgiving. I think he's going to be in a similar boat. So just to kind of and watch them beat Lowell Catholic 2 weeks ago, definitely set up for a really fun game. And you know, he's doing a great job over there, and I look forward to just a long rivalry with him.
Well, I guess we could start there and then touch on a personal thing. But with respect to this game, It's a tremendous tradition between, well, all over the North Shore and Eastern Massachusetts. It's a great tradition. And the game between you and Hamilton Wenham, I know my senior year in high school, we were in similar circumstance. Neither team had won a game. And so everybody threw that out the window, and it's just, okay, this is our championship game. Let's get it. And it provides a stepping stone for next year, one way or the other.
Yeah, absolutely. I have Glenn Foster on my coaching staff as my line coach. He's been coaching for, you know, since 1985. He's been coaching in Ipswich for football. So, you know, he's been a part of that rivalry, and he's been there, and, you know, he's broken it down. There's been years where, you know, both teams have been Super Bowl bound, and we've stopped them from going to the Super Bowl, or they've stopped us from going to the Super Bowl. And then there's been years like there are this year, or even worse, where both teams don't have any wins. Or, I mean, right now we got 2-1-9 teams that are going to be battling out. And, you know, it's regardless of what the record is, just like you said, it's a Super Bowl. There's so much tradition behind it. There's so much pride behind it. And you have that pride that you get to hold on to for a whole year. So, we're definitely excited.
You want to shout out a kid or two, a captain or two, or someone that has been a leader for you this year?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I have my two captains, Benji DeSources and Eric Mazio. Eric, I'm super proud of. He hasn't played football since, you know, briefly his sophomore year before all of his knee injuries started piling up. And even though he's not 100% still, he I think week 5 or week 6, you know, got that medical clearance to finally play. I've been coaching him for 3 years, and I've never had an opportunity to watch him play football. So, you know, he went out there, and he's been battling for us and just did a great job. And both of them as leaders have been doing a great job. You know, Hayden Fowler's really stepped up for us the last couple weeks and kind of given us that offensive pop that we've been looking for. Luke Weil and Will Gromko have been absolutely fantastic all season. Both sophomores, both starting both ways, actually three ways because they're on special teams as well. They're two guys that are most likely definitely going to be captains next year as juniors, and they've just been doing an amazing job just on and off the field. And, you know, on the field as well, you know, we have this kid, Zach Isaac, who is a sophomore, and he's one of those kids physically is just, you know, he might weigh 100 pounds, but he watches more film than anyone else on the team, and he just grinds every single week, and he's just been getting better and better and better.
There's a future coach, I'm sure. Oh, my.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Are there traditions at Ipswich High School that you could tell us about with respect to Thanksgiving? Because I know it's a long time between games from the most recent game on the Friday, you know, a week and a half ago, to Thursday. And I know that, you know, schools have different things that they do, and especially this week where it's an exciting time of year for kids anyway.
Yeah. So, what we do this thing. It's a tradition that I actually learned about when I got here 8 years ago. It's called the burning of the shoe, where it's basically like the send-off for the seniors, where right after the last practice, we go up to the practice field, and we have a little campfire, and we all sit around it, and all the seniors get a chance to talk about kind of their career and, you know, what they could have done better, what they're glad they did. And it's just kind of a way to send off the seniors. Then we give them a little gauntlet going back into the school. It gives the coaches a chance to kind of thank all the players. And, you know, it's something that the first time I saw it, I was like, wow, this is really cool. And it just, you know, it's something that Fassett said, you know, he didn't bring it in. It was brought in before him. And, you know, it's just a tradition we like to keep up.
All right. Finally, Coach, maybe a favorite memory that comes to mind to your mind with respect to Thanksgiving as a player or as a coach or as a fan, what comes to mind right away in terms of this week and playing, getting up early in the morning and going to a game?
So as a coach, for sure, one of my favorite memories was a few years ago when we were actually at Hamilton Wenham and the field was frozen. It was that really, really cold day. And we were just locked in and ready to go and just watching. I think we scored 3 touchdowns on the first, like, 4 plays of the game or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, as a coach, you didn't have to really be too nervous for the rest of the game because we kind of had it. So it was just a fun, enjoyable experience on the sideline. But a close second was last year. Just, you know, everything we had been through the year and, you know, struggling to get that first win and finally getting it and then going on that run at the end of the season and kind of capping it off with a pretty decisive victory and, you know, getting that trophy back was pretty huge for us. As a player, obviously, my senior year Thanksgiving, you know, walking with my parents from the field goal post out and having my parents be with me during the national anthem, I thought that was a cool tradition we did in Masco. And, you know, it just kind of solidified the career and just made it, you know, awesome. And the fact that we beat North Andover that day as well was huge for us. And then when I was a little kid, I remember in 1998 going to the Masco game with my dad and watching Timmy Gale just tear through North Andover, and I remember specifically he had a kick return for a touchdown that game that, you know, the crowd just went nuts. There were so many people there, and it was just – it was kind of what made me want to play football for Masco, was watching Timmy Gale just be a man amongst boys.
Oh, that's cool. Very nice, very nice. So great perspective. And then finally, last thing I promise, after the game, win, lose, or draw, everybody's hungry because you haven't had much to eat all day, and now it's, you know, approaching 12:30, 1 o'clock. How do you wrap up the game with your team and then head home and tear into the turkey?
So we'll wrap up. We'll vote on captains for next year. We'll get those kids out of there as fast as they can so they can be with their family. Then I'll shoot over to Middleton, and Thanksgiving is my mom's holiday. She said no matter what, if we ever move to different parts of the country or anything like that, she expects the whole family to be there on Thanksgiving. And then we always have a bunch of people that come to our house as well, just because, you know, my family has an open-door policy that pretty much, you know, everyone's invited. So Thanksgiving became my favorite holiday because of that, and I just look forward every year to just – going over to Middleton and hanging out with my family all day in the woods.
All right. That's fantastic, Zach. And thanks for taking the time. I know there's been some rough spots, but you well know it's going to get better. And congratulations that your kids have hung in there and developed that mental toughness. But I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for talking with us this season. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, too. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Take care, Zach. Be well. All right. That's Zach Lampkin, who is the high school football coach at Ipswich High School. They'll be playing Hamilton Wenham on Thursday. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.